Recipes. This month's recipes come from members of the NFB of New Mexico. Cranberry Salsa by Don Burns. Don Burns retired in 2006 and now enjoys gardening. He refers to himself as a part-time chili farmer. Ingredients. 1 12-ounce bag fresh cranberries. 1 half cup sugar. 1 third cup fresh lime juice. 1 quarter cup chopped cilantro. 3 green onions, thinly sliced. 2 jalapenos, finely chopped. Method. Put berries into boiling water for 1 minute. Drain and place in cold water. Chop all remaining ingredients and mix with drained cranberries. Serve with tortilla chips. Creole Okra with Shrimp by Daphne Mitchell. Daphne Mitchell is a fairly recent transport to the land of enchantment, but has quickly made herself busy in the affiliate. She serves as second vice president of New Mexico, president of the Albuquerque chapter, and state coordinator for New Mexico's Bell program. Recipes like the following keep her a Louisianan at heart. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 green bell pepper chopped, 1 medium onion chopped, 2 stalks celery chopped, 1 28-ounce can diced tomatoes, 1 14 to 16-ounce package cooked adui or smoked sausage cut into quarters, 1 16-ounce package frozen cut okra thawed, 2 tablespoons Cajun seasoning or to taste, 2 teaspoons fresh ground black pepper, 2 pounds peeled and deveined medium shrimp, 2 cups water, 1 cup uncooked long grain rice. Method. Heat the olive oil in a skillet over medium heat. Stir in the celery, bell pepper, and onion. Cook and stir until the onion has softened and turned translucent, about 5 minutes. Stir in the tomatoes and simmer for 10 minutes. Then add the okra, sausage, Cajun seasoning, and pepper. Cover and cook for 30 minutes. Place the rice and water in another pot and cook according to package directions. Add the shrimp to the okra mixture and cook, stirring, until they are bright pink on the outside and the meat is no longer transparent in the center, about 8 to 12 minutes. Serve okra mixture over cooked rice. Sausage Balls by Peggy Chong. Peggy Chong is a new member of the NFB of New Mexico, but she is a longtime member of the Federation, an amateur historian, and a cook. Ingredients: 12 ounces Jimmy Dean sausage, 1 and 1/2 cups Bisquick, 12 ounces shredded cheddar cheese. Method. Combine all ingredients, mix with hands, form into balls. Bake at 350 on greased cookie sheet for 25 minutes. Red Chili Sauce by Veronica Smith. Veronica Smith is the president of the West Mesa chapter in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the chair of the membership committee, and a board member of the NFB of New Mexico. She is married, has a 14-year-old daughter, and was recently hired at Zia Elementary School as an educational aide in the VI program. Ingredients: 20 dried chili pods, 1 quarter cup water, 6 garlic cloves, salt, pinch Mexican oregano, 1 pound diced pork, optional. Method: remove the stems and seeds of the chili pods. Soak the pods in water or simmer on stove for about 10 minutes. Place chili and garlic in a blender with quarter cup water and puree until smooth. Blend 6 to 8 pods of chili and 2 cloves of garlic at a time, which will make the puree smoother and easier to work with. Add more water as needed to get a medium consistency. In a saucepan, combine pureed chili with Mexican oregano and salt to taste. Bring to a slow boil and then simmer for 20 minutes. Pork can be browned and added to sauce while simmering. Yield 3 cups. Sopapillas by Veronica Smith. There is nothing in this world better than biting into a warm sopapilla while visiting New Mexico. Traditionally, they are served along any New Mexican meal, which might be something like enchiladas, chile rellenos, or a bowl of pozole. Most people love to slather the inside of them with honey, but be very careful when you pop open the corner. Hot steam will pour out. Ingredients: 2 cups all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 tablespoon shortening, warm water, enough to make a soft dough, but not sticky. Method: combine all ingredients to form dough. Knead the dough for a couple of minutes, making sure that all ingredients have been combined. Divide the dough into 10 to 12 balls. Roll the balls into circles, 1/8 inch thick, then cut into medium wedges. You decide how big you want them to be. Fry in about 1 inch of oil until browned on each side and puffed up. Some people use a fry baby so they can immerse the wedges all at once. When done frying, throw into paper sack with some paper towels to drain. Serve warm. Mexican Coffee with Chocolate and Cinnamon by Nancy Burns. Nancy Burns served as president of the NFB of California. She and Don moved to Albuquerque in 2006 and enjoy entertaining. The following is one of her favorite desserts. Ingredients: 6 cups water, 1/2 cup ground dark roast coffee, 2 cinnamon sticks, 1 cup half and half, 1/3 cup chocolate syrup, 1/4 cup brown sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla, tequila optional, sweetened whipped cream. Method: place water in coffee maker, place coffee and cinnamon sticks in coffee filter. Combine half and half, chocolate syrup, brown sugar, and vanilla in coffee pot. Brew coffee. Coffee will drip into the cream mixture. If desired, serve with 1 shot tequila in bottom of cup, pour in coffee, and top with whipped cream.